Lovely day, actually. And there's a game going on today. Donnymallon, a rearranged fixture, are home to Brady today. And they're not doing so well today. The latest I've got, they were 150 all out, which is a pretty small total for Donnymallon. So Brady might cause a little bit of an upset up there today.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one. Am I correct in saying that Brady may be that little bit stronger with the ball rather than the bat?
Well, they probably would be, but having said that, their top order is very, very strong. And 150 in Donnymallon is not a big score because it is a pretty small ground. So Donnymallon bowlers will have to be on their game today to make sure that they won that one. But never write them off, as I always keep saying.
So let's turn our attention to the action yesterday. North West Premiership Brigade defeating Fox Lodge by 7 wickets.
Yeah, Fox Lodge, a very poor total again, really struggling this season with only 1 victory. All out for just 100 yesterday. Brigade's pace bowler, Johnny Thompson, returned good figures of 5 for 21. And Brigade just lost the 3 wickets. David Barr getting 50 not out their opener. Very comfortable 7-wicket win for Brigade in that one.
And Coleraine against Ardmore. Coleraine, top of the table, beating Ardmore. Just 42 runs in it.
Yeah, well, Corian batting first yesterday, got 174 for 3. Scott Campbell, he's been in great form this season on the opening of batting. He was in form again yesterday, 78 not out. But Ardmore, as you say, fell 42 runs short by Duckworth Lewis, and a very comfortable victory for Corian. Leaves him still in pole position.
And Donnymallon, well, they had it easy, but a very low-scoring game in their match against Eglinton.
Yeah, that was our featured game yesterday. Eglinton batted horribly. Terrible yesterday, all out for just 51, but they were missing 2 or 3 players, but their most experienced players all played. They played some very, very poor shots, and they were put up no fight whatsoever. Donnymallon lost a couple of wickets, but it was a foregone conclusion. That match over about 3:30 yesterday. Donnymallon won by 8 wickets.
With the new points system in the league, I suppose teams don't want to lose any wickets if possible.
Well, that's right. Donnymallon, if they hadn't lost 1 wicket yesterday, they would have been all right. They would have got the full 25 points. The fact they lost 2, then they were deducted a point, so they actually got 24 out of the 25 points yesterday. Yeah, the more wickets you can keep in hand, the more points you're going to gain when you win a game.
Mm-hmm. It seems like a very fair system overall to decide the league rather than a playoff. That's if it happens.
Yeah, well, it should certainly be very, very unlikely there's going to be a playoff this season because of this new point system. And it's great to see because we don't want things getting into the 3rd and 4th week of September when everybody's sort of lost interest anyway. So there shouldn't be any problems this season. New point system's working very, very well. And we should get a champion come the 3rd of September.
Okay, results maybe from some important games from the North West Championship yesterday.
Yes, St Johnstone a bad defeat yesterday by 8 wickets. Down at Ballyspan, who of course play in the cup final next weekend, Friday and Saturday, play Donnymallon at Beechgrove. Incidentally, that game starting at 12 o'clock. But Ballyspan got into it on a high, beating St Johnstone quite easily. Newbuilding's won a thrower with Glendermot just by the 1 wicket. And the other game, Bonds Glen had a comfortable victory over Kelly Clooney. The Burndennet Strabane game was off. Strabane actually are in County Kerry today, playing in the National Cup. They were to be at home last week, but it was washed out. So they've had to travel to County Kerry, and I saw a thing posted on my phone not long from Tralee, where they're playing today, a long journey for them. So hopefully they can win that one and get themselves into the last 4 of the National Cup.
And I heard you yesterday speaking about the interprovincial Leinster Lightning taking on the North West Warriors. First defeat for Leinster Lightning in many a year, but they had the trophy engraved before the game.
That's very true. As I was said yesterday, counting your chickens before they hatch, they could still win it. They're probably still favourites to win it. But, I know sympathy for them. When you start bringing cups, you're showing a bit of disrespect to the opposition when you do things like that. And that shouldn't happen. But it was a great result for the Warriors. I mean, Leinster Lightning, there's 11 internationals, unbeaten for 3 years in all formats of the game. And the Warriors took their scalp on Friday night at Merion.
They sure did. Anything else exciting, Eamon?
No, we're just looking forward to the cup final next weekend, keeping our fingers crossed, mate, that the weather we're having today may continue all week, because it's very important. Ballyspallin are massive underdogs going on that one against Dunamana, and one of their main players, as we spoke about last week, Jim Kennedy's not eligible either. Dunamana will be red hot favourites, but there'll be a good crowd. It's the first time the final's been back at Beach Grove for quite a while. Great atmosphere in there with the enclosed ground. So fingers crossed we get good weather and we get a good game of cricket starting on Friday and continuing on Saturday at two innings final.
And does it matter who wins the toss, or is that significant at all?
Well, it wouldn't be. Beach Grove, the ground now is pretty good, the wicket's pretty good. But normally when you do, unless there's maybe rain overhead or something, if you won the toss in the cup and you tend to bat first, get a big total and see what you can do with bowling the opposition out. So I would imagine the side that wins the toss will probably bat. The Northwest are probably hoping that Dunamana actually bat first, because everybody's expecting them to go on comfortably and maybe could be over quite early. But don't write off Ballyspallin. You know, they're a good young side. They have a few experienced players there and they're up for it. They've nothing to lose. Their skipper said in the paper today they had nothing to lose, and they have nothing to lose really, because they weren't expected even to be there. So looking forward to that, mate, is next Friday and Saturday.